Can we think about these?
Oh,
hello. Who's going to clean up the ash?
Ash sweepers.
We need ash sweepers. Who's
you said
going?
Sweepers too.
We need ash sweepers. Yeah.
Somebody's got to organize some sort of cult around the volcano. You know, somebody's got to be sacrificed to the volcano god.
Huge. I was going to say a huge call for Vestal virgins.
Mm-hmm. We've got the Champaign Urbana community volcano souvenir stores.
Oh yeah,
T-shirts.
Right there.
You know, roll your top in Champaign Urbana.
That's right. That's good.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
That was just off the cuff. That was right off the top of my head.
I was thinking specially crafted foam hats that have, no
that
top.
Leak crap at the top. I'm like something that looks somewhat like lava. Yeah, that'd be good.
Ass sweepers. Ash sweepers.
We're going to need janitors, Sometimes the volcano gets stopped up down there. Somebody's got to go down. It's going to take a lot of equipment to get down there because it's very hot in our community volcano.
Ash jammers.
We need professional mourners. Let's be serious. A lot of mourning is going to have to take place. And certainly more mourning than one, family can handle. We need to hire professional mourners to come and fill the streets every time it erupts and kills people.
Absolutely. And this funeral possession?
This is the kind of thing that keeps giving to the community even after it's gone. That volcano erupts, spewing, thousands of degrees heat and liquid hot magma across the face of Champaign-Urbana. And that look at how many archaeologists are going to be employed just to dig up the remains of Champaign-Urbana and look at and try to piece together the culture that lived here. Well,
absolutely.
See.
And I'm
capri
really thinking,
pants.
How could they have used capri pants? Was this part of a mating
action.
Ritual?
Here's beer.
Nothing really embodies
and a brick
the word community more than a volcano when you think about it, because it really unites every race, creed, age.
It's towering miasma of fear.
Everyone can die from lava.
Right.
Not certain age or class, sex,
Yeah, I mean, I'm really tired of people who just rely solely on, tornadoes or hurricanes or something, because that's really about, cultural homogenization, Kind of like, that's the McDonald's
of
the natural disaster.
People.
Exactly.
Tsunamis. You get it in one country.
Yeah, take the wealthy people's culture, move it across, the Midwest, smush everything into the same thing. It's not good.
Yeah. And relying on hurricanes is really, really not a good idea. They're really unpredictable. They're messy. Mm-hmm. See, with a volcano,
and they demand a lot.
They demand a lot.
They never call you in the morning.
We can simply put up a rollout orange fence, around the perimeters of the lava spill.
Great.
That way, everything is very contained.
Tommy Lee Jones to make a celebrity appearance.
Mm-hmm. It'll be great. And Heche.
Ah, Don Cheadle.
Ah, Cheadle.
And Heche.
Pierce Brosnan, mildly confused.
Tangent one. The reasoning behind the natural disaster trend in movies.
Number one, Hollywood is run by nihilists who want to see everything gone, gone, gone now.
Number two, escapism.
And number three, vehicles for Tommy Lee Jones.
Number four, everyone was so excited and stirred by the Gene Hackman preacher character. In the Poseidon Adventure, that they're just waiting for another one.
Number five, volcanoes equal breasts. Comets equal testicles. It's all about sex.
And number six, nothing says feel good like welded together community people. Being showered by molten lava while being swept away by a hurricane. And tossed 1,000 yards by a tornado.
As a comet the size of Texas hurtles towards a...
And ends civilization.
An ELE. Extinction level event.
Nice.
Did you pick that up from Deep Impact?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And Heche.
And Tangent One.
So, this community volcano, we need your support for it. We can't make it happen without your support, listeners. Give money any other hour of the day. Well, sure, you're supporting a very good thing. You're supporting community radio. That's great. Give money to What Jail Is Like for the next 2 hours. You are supporting the community volcano. Every dollar makes a difference. The community volcano accepts Visa, MasterCard, check. You can even drop off some cash.
Yeah.
And
if you drop off cash, we promise we won't buy milkshakes with it.
Oh, no, we won't.
Unless we're really thirsty.
Not many of them.
A minimal $40 donation gets you an actual trip to the volcano when it is actually constructed.
Yes. It's going to be great. If you give $40, anybody who pledges one time when it erupts, the high priest of the community volcano who has yet to be hired, but we're going to work on
that. Another job.
Yeah, that's another job. You get to be the angry god that the eruption is blamed on.
Nice.
And yeah.
And it'll be placed on the Angry God Wall of Fame right here in the studio.
Oh, it's great. There's plaques and everything, you know? Big smile on your face. It'll be wonderful. Everybody who pledges.
Hopefully there's no plaque on your smile.
No.
And for $100, you get to actually dip a limb of your choice into the molten lava.
And it doesn't have to be yours, which I really like that. It's a limb of your choice.
Of your choice. Any limb that
it
you see.
It can be anybody's limb. Christina Aguilera's left leg.
But don't worry, because the wound cauterizes nicely.
It does. No, you won't bleed out. You just won't have a leg. And I'd really like to see, you know, maybe Britney Spears lose a leg, because I'd like to see her do all that choreography. Or, like, how about all, like, the left legs of NSYNC?
See this?
Shimmy.
See? You see, you got five people. That's $500. Mm-hmm. And that could be yours.
Just be incredible. Because what else? I mean, that's another thing that you could do during the week. The community volcano may keep Champaign-Urbana awake during the week.
Yeah, because you know you're going to pass out after the show's done because there's nothing for you anyway.
We're talking a commercial-free volcano. Commercial-free. All eruptions, all the time. We're not going to stop for, you know, like a cheesy, like, you know, like job recruiting company or something ad, you know? All eruptions.
And this thing's got potential. Don't just think, oh, you know, it's a tourist spot, or, oh, it's for adventurers or extreme sports people. You got to admit, you're getting tired of making out on your couch. You got to admit, you're getting tired of making out in the woods.
You're getting tired of doing it on your futon.
What's more romantic than taking your loved one up to the top of a volcano?
And throwing her in.
This is going to be a handicapped accessible volcano. We're going to, like, there's going to be a ramp and everything that everyone of all ages, of all sizes, of all abilities can go right up to the top and look in.
And fall in.
Oh, well, if, you know. If
and appease the angry gods. If
right.
If
the gods are angry. If you're angry, because you pledged. And
yes.
You are the god for this particular
Whee!
Session.
So basically what we're saying is, jump aboard this project. We can band together and make this a reality.
Get on the volcano train. Ride it.
359-9338 is the phone number. To pledge to the community volcano. If you pledge, we will give you all the same stuff that you would get for pledging to community radio at the same time. If you pledge $40, you'll become a member of WEFT Radio. That means you'll be able to come in here, take the training class for free, get your own show on the air of WEFT, you know, rub shoulders with what channel's like at least once before we smack you around a little bit.
And tell you to, hey, watch where you're walking.
Yeah.
You touch my shoulder, you jerk.
And then, boom, you go down.
I just had this dry cleaned.
That was great. On the boom, I don't think Mark noticed it, but I saw Mark's eyes shoot open as wide as I've ever seen them on my boom, because he's got those headphones
I've
on.
I've got those headphones on.
Piping Eric Ramson directly into your cerebral cortex.
All kinds of support for community radio and the community volcano. Two great causes, two great flavors, one donation that you can take care of
two
it with.
Great taste that goes
you, get a subscription to the WEFT Review, which is a newsletter all about WEFT, and we're going to take part of that over for news about the community radio. We'll have like a big two-page spread of, you know, pictures for how the volcano is doing, you know, who's the angry god for this month, you know, what sacrifices are up, you know, 8 o'clock. It's Eunice. You know, Eunice is going in at 8 o'clock.
Boogie-joobies?
Yes. It'll be great. For $60. $60. Not only do you get to pick the sacrifice for the month that you are angry god, but you also get a CD of your choice, and we have a ton of CDs here. Something to listen to. We've got better music taste than you do, so there's going to be something here for you. We've got a big, long list of them that we can talk to you about off the air. Huge list of CDs, or you can have a WEFT t-shirt. You could have a t-shirt for WEFT Community Radio, any size that you want, or you could have a t-shirt for the Community Volcano once we get that up and running. Maybe we'll even give out chunks of like cooled lava.
Nice.
Yeah.
These are all things that are in the works. So get aboard because
yes. You
know, supplies are limited.
Please do. The community volcano and the community radio. 359-9338 is the phone number. Support what Jalen's like and support hot molten death for those around you.
Now, do we have to talk? We don't have to talk about this anymore the rest of the show, right?
Oh, no. We're going to have
more. Yeah. Drive now? All right, cool.
It's all over.
Let's get down with the real stuff then.
359-9338. Pledge.